About 3 million Americans are homeless, and homeless people suffer from the same chronic diseases as the rest of the population: diabetes, heart disease, asthma, depression, HIV, AIDS, and the rest. But when homeless people get health care at all, it is usually just treatment for immediate problems. A federally funded program is trying to change that. Over the past year and a half, it's been setting a new standard for treating even the most complex diseases in homeless patients. Science correspondent Richard Knox and producer Rebecca Davis followed the treatment of one homeless man in Boston who has diabetes. His story shows that some homeless people get the kind of health care many Americans might envy.
Dr. Jessie McCary is arriving for her weekly clinic at Father Bill's Place. It's a small, overcrowded homeless shelter in Quincy, Massachusetts, just south of Boston. Dr. McCary's about to give some bad news to one of her favorite patients, Donald Cooper.
Today when I meet with Don, I want to try to explain to him that probably the best thing for him right now is going to be to try to introduce insulin. I think he's going to be upset to hear that because he was really hoping not to have to use needles, and it's really hard to deal with that in this living situation.
Donald Cooper emerges from the crowd in Father Bill's lobby. He's 58 and overweight, a big teddy bear of a man.
Come on in, Don. Okay. So, Don, I was just looking back through our last few visits, and it seems like we really talked last a few weeks ago about your diabetes, but how you doing in general?
In general, not bad. I saw a 200 the other day.
Donald's blood sugar hit 200. It should be below 126.
Well, let's talk more about the diabetes for a minute. There hasn't been a tremendous change that I was hoping for, unfortunately. And I know that in the very beginning, when we first learned you had this disease of diabetes, we talked about the possibility that you might need insulin eventually.
Right.
And I think that's something that's becoming a little bit more real that we need to talk about. What do you know about taking insulin?
I'll tell you, I told you before, I am afraid of needles, you know. So.
All right, well, what I'll just do is next week we'll talk about it some more, see how you're feeling.
Dr. McCary says Donald will have to monitor his blood sugar more closely and watch for wooziness or confusion, signs of low blood sugar from too much insulin.
Do you have any questions right now?
Just once a day, right?
The doctor sends Donald off with a prescription for insulin and needles. Next week, she'll start teaching him how to inject.
I think Don's going to be able to do it. I think he's going to be able to learn how to do the injections.
But it's not just a matter of injecting. Insulin has to be kept cold. That's hard for someone who's homeless, especially for those who spend most of their time on the street. Needles have to be kept in a safe place. Donald also needs to be more careful about what he eats. Not just because he needs to lose weight, but because the pasta and donuts on the menu of homeless shelters can send his blood sugar dangerously out of control.
The thing that makes me skeptical is that he has so many other stresses in his life. It's going to take a lot of effort on his behalf.
Daily discipline, in fact. We wanted to know Donald's thoughts as he goes through this difficult change, but we couldn't be with him all the time, so we gave him a tape recorder.
I'm just talking right there.
I'm just talking right here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3.
And we asked him to keep an audio diary.
Good morning. This is Donald Cooper. I'm homeless, and I have diabetes, and my physician has recommended me that I will be going to the insulin part of diabetes soon. And really, I'm not looking forward to it, but I'll do it because it means my health. So, hopefully the next time I talk to you, everything will be more better. Thank you.
Donald is one of 80 men and women in Boston's program for homeless diabetics. It's an ambitious effort. Diabetes is a complicated disease for anyone to manage, and these people lead especially chaotic lives. But for someone like Donald, taking care of his diabetes is critical. He has only one kidney. He lost the other one several years ago to cancer. If his diabetes isn't controlled, he could lose the remaining kidney and need dialysis or a transplant. He could also end up blind, and he could suffer from infections and nerve damage that lead to amputations. So Donald has a big incentive not only to overcome his fear of needles, but to start taking better care of himself.
Good morning. This is Donald again speaking to you. Walking around Quincy, taking my daily walk. And it is really a pleasure being outside the shelter. I was once asked, which is the best way not to become homeless? I went all the way back to something my father once told me. Save your money. So that when that rainy day comes, you'll be prepared for it. It came after me. And I wasn't prepared. So don't be a fool with money. Thank you.
Donald just passed his one-year anniversary of being homeless, but he hasn't really had his own place since 1993. That's when the bank repossessed his Victorian house in a middle-class neighborhood of Boston. About the same time, his marriage of 26 years fell apart. Donald's problem wasn't booze or drugs. He was trying to pay his son's college tuition and gambling, playing the ponies.
Well, I tell you, you know, I wish I had it to do all over again. I let them people come and take my home away from me, you know. I looked out my window. I saw people bidding on my house while I was in it. Man, I'm telling you, I went and I almost went crazy. Well, I was just finished, you know.
After that, Donald lived from relative to relative, but he's always been an independent and self-reliant man, so he hated depending on other people's hospitality. He ended up on the street when his daughter couldn't pay the rent on the apartment they shared. Now he's had enough of life in a homeless shelter. Getting his diabetes under control is part of getting his life under control, so he's struggling to overcome his fear of needles. McCary and Hope Wilson, the nurse at Father Bill's, get him started.
All right, Don, so we've picked up all your supplies here to start this process, including an orange, which we're going to have you practice on today.
Okay.
Doing the injections.
Okay, while she's getting that, one of the first things that you do, you want to wash your hands.
Okay. It's only an orange, but Donald is nervous.
Here you go. Oh my God, look at you shake. It's all right. You get it? You found it.
Yeah.
Okay. Push the air in. Excellent.
There
you're
you
shaking.
Go.
You just don't shake.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
You're doing
okay.
A good job.
You're doing
okay.
Great.
Okay.
This is your first time.
Okay.
It's kind of, you got to pull back.
Pull back.
Pull back is a hard thing to
do.
Oh.
Okay, and dropping the needle, you'd get another one.
Oh, my goodness.
At this point, you would just start from scratch.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Donald tries hard to be upbeat, but Dr. McCary worries that he's becoming depressed.
So, what's the stress of all this like for you?
You know, sometimes I can't even think straight, you know, about how it is going to be, you know, the rest of my life, injecting insulin into my body, you know. I can't.
That makes you feel pretty down.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does.
Mm-hmm.
But I keep telling myself that, you know, this is all for you, the better.
Mm-hmm. But it is one of the hardest things you've been faced with. I mean, on top of everything else in the last year and
that's true.
Living in this place here.
That's true.
It's just sort of an added stress.
Yeah, it is. I pray a lot, you know, and I ask my high power, you know, every day to help me and put me on the right path again. And I think he's going to do that for me. You know, and I think that I'm going to do this.
Donald may feel low, but he keeps monitoring his blood sugar, taking his daily walks, practicing with the orange. A few days later, things start looking up for Donald. He gets some good news. His daughter invites him to a reunion at her place in the Boston suburbs. Three of his four children will be there, along with his estranged wife. The visit gives him a much-needed lift.
Hello, this is Donald again. I was thinking about this weekend that just passed, and I left the shelter to go visit with my children for the weekend. And they good kids, you know. Friday night, we went to the movies and we saw Barbershop 2. And it was great. I enjoyed it to the utmost. And we even came back home after the movie was over. And we sit down and started to play cards. And we enjoyed each other, as we have always did in life. So I'm on my way back to the shelter now, and I will speak to you later.
Don, come have a seat.
Okay.
How was your weekend?
Oh, it was great.
It was great. What was the highlight?
Seeing my children. It was great. It was great.
Like a mini vacation?
Yeah. They took me to the movies two nights in a row. I enjoyed that.
Good.
The day has come, Dr. McCary says. Donald's going to give himself an insulin shot.
This time we're going to try it with you.
Okay. He goes through the routine he's practiced before, washing his hands, drawing insulin into the needle, tapping the air bubbles out.
Yeah.
Then comes the big moment.
I just grabbed a part that I'm going to stick the needle in on the bottom of my stomach that I'm going to inject the needle into. And this is my first time ever doing it, so I'm going to just do it and pray.
You don't have to pray. You're doing a great job.
You're going
to
be fine.
Okay.
Before you go in,
Donald,
instead of the angle,
don't do it at an angle. You want to push it in. You know, otherwise, it's skin popping. There you go.
That's good.
Go ahead.
You're doing great. Now, don't put the insulin in yet.
Finger off the plunger. Push it in.
Good job.
Go all the way in, but not
right
with
there.
The plunger.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have to do the part where you pull back a little bit.
It's okay, Dolly. You're doing great.
Okay. You can come all the way out.
Oh. And just pull it straight out fast.
Oh, okay.
You all right?
How was it?
Not bad. Not bad, but I was afraid.
Me too.
Afraid, but it wasn't bad.
What did it feel like? Was it painful?
No.
Was it what you expected?
No, it wasn't what I expected, no.
I feel like he's a boxer here.
Yeah. It was just a little pinch, and I could get used to that.
I'm so glad to hear it.
Like I said, I never...
You know what? Oh. It's never going to be as hard as it was that time.
I can believe it. I can believe it, but...
Donald gets more comfortable with self-injecting over the next 2 weeks, and the results are good. His blood sugar numbers come down.
It's been... like that he's learned of himself, that he's able to overcome an obstacle in his mind that's as huge as injecting insulin, and now there are even harder obstacles, I think, that he's going to be able to start to overcome, possibly because of this. Maybe that's a stretch, but I've seen it happen. I mean, that you begin to take control of this one thing, and that leads to confidence and hopefully control in other parts of his life.
There's an irony here. Donald Cooper has had better medical care as a homeless man in this new program than many diabetic people with homes and jobs and insurance. And his relationship with Dr. McCary is one any patient could envy.
A lot of things have been identified in the last year that you've taken control of, and and really gotten a handle on.
That is true.
And I think you're going to leave here in pretty good shape, is my hope.
Hey, with you as my coach, hey, I got real good feelings about that. I'm serious. And I'm going to say to you, whatever you're doing now, you keep on doing it because people appreciate it. I hear nothing but good things about you around here.
Thank you.
And they love you. And, hey, I told them, you don't love her no more than I do because, hey, she's one in a million.
Thanks, John.
And you are that.
You are, too.
Okay.
All right. Good job today.
Thank you.
It's always like hugging my dad when I hug you.
Yeah.
You know, my dad was here this weekend.
It's been 6 weeks since Donald Cooper found out he'd have to start injecting himself with insulin. Now, most days, he meets with other homeless diabetics in a conference room at Father Bill's place. Donald's final diary entry captures the mood.
Your name, sir?
Hi, folks. This is Frank Collins coming from Father Bill's shelter. This is the last in the series of Insights with Diabetics. I want you all to
Donald's
know
eager
that
to leave Father Bill's shelter and start a new life, but he'll miss his friends here. With their support, he's now able to do something he never thought he could.
All right, we're going to wrap this up, ladies and gentlemen. And Don will say one final word for you.
152.
Oh! We're celebrating today because one of the gentlemen has had a good blood sugar reading. And the winner is
Don! Yay! And again, remember, this disease is no fun. It's no joke. So please, I'm begging you, exercise, maintain your diet, and work with your doctor, and you'll be okay.
Richard Knox, NPR News, Boston.
This is Don, Ron, and Frank saying goodbye.
To see pictures of Donald Cooper and more on the National Health Disparities Program, you can come to our website, npr.org. And this is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.